Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
These things. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Happy Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen. I say happy because what did those people who paid the ultimate sacrifice, those men and women, those brave, courageous, selfless men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice, what did they pay that for? They paid that so you and I could stand here today and say Happy Memorial Day. They paid it so that you and I could do what we wanted to do, could say what we wanted to say, could vote for and elect members of our government to run things and to disagree about how they do it afterwards. All those things. It's all part of the spicy Brunswick stew that we call America. And Gene Greisman is one of the great members of that crew, and he's here with us right now. Dr. Gene Greisman, the author of Time Tactics of Very Successful People, Lincoln Speak to Leaders, Lincoln and Obama, that's his new book, and The Words Lincoln Lived By, all the books and different things that Gene has created. Gene, thanks again for hanging out with us. You are also here today in defense of big government, aren't you?
Well, I will tell you, I sit and I listen and I read people saying, we are for small government. Well, I'm just going to get things started off right now for saying I'm for big government, and I'll tell you why. I'm happy that the United States was big enough to defeat Nazi Germany. If you look at a map of the Colossus that Nazi Germany had become, mm-hmm. if we had been a tiny little small nation, we would never have done that. We were big enough to defeat Japan. We're big enough to have an interstate highway system. I spent my life teaching at great big state universities, North Carolina State, Auburn, and Georgia Tech. I'm glad that we are big enough to have air controllers. We have big enough government that we have people who inspect our bridges. I wish we had more of them and paid them more so our bridges weren't collapsing. I'm happy that people inspect the food that I eat. And so when I hear people talk about I'm against government regulation and I'm against big government, I'm thinking, what are these people thinking about? Mm-hmm. How's that for getting things
well started? You're certainly laying down the gauntlet there, Gene. And there it's hard to argue with all of the examples that you gave with regard to big government. The problem with that theory is that I love a government that is big enough to flex, to call on its citizens to flex and become the size that is needed to defeat Nazi Germany and indeed to defeat communism, global communism, as it did in the Cold War. But I also prefer that when those tasks are done, that it constrict, that it shrink its size back down to a level that doesn't become dominant, that doesn't become paternal, that doesn't become, government should be a means to an end, not a way of life, in terms of how government treats me as an individual. And so that's the problem I've got with big government. Gene, one of the things that I think we could have what you and I both want if we could do one thing. And that's every time a regulation is created from a law, then it has to have a sunset date. It has to be renewed in 3 to 5 years. Somebody has to look at it again and say, do we still need that? And I promise you, if we had done that 35, 40 years ago, if we started that even back then, that we would have a smaller and more effective and more efficient government. And what do you think?
Well, I think that you made a very good hypothetical case for having sometimes shrinking government. I'm going to argue the other, as you would expect me to do, that with the collapse of the British Empire, with the collapse of the French and the German empires, with the collapse of the Russian Empire, there needs to be a vacuum in the world if you're going to, unless you're going to have pirates off the coast of Somalia.
Right.
So somebody needs to fill that vacuum in the world. It is a world. We are citizen of the world, and so I don't see the role of the United States shrinking.
Well, now that's a different. That what you're talking about now is a super. Is America as a superpower? And I subscribe to that. I believe.
All right.
I do believe.
Now let's
that,
talk about domestically.
Yeah.
Do you think it should shrink, or should we have a big enough government to go in and help people when a tornado strikes in Oklahoma, or help when a hurricane helps strikes in on the Gulf Coast, or big enough to provide power in your part of the world, like TVA? Should that go away after 5 years?
Well, of course. Those are not regulations. See, what I'm talking about are things. What we found is that government bureaucracies, there's no regulating of those. They're all getting bigger, and it's to the advantage of the people who work there for those to get bigger. And I think there's got to be some kind of regulator on those things. And I think that would be one relatively, wouldn't be easy to do from a popular standpoint, but it would be easy to do technically to put. I mean, when the Bush tax cuts hit in the last decade, there was a sunset on those tax cuts. Why don't we sunset regulations? And which I think is completely different from whether we should be, the United States should be a leader around the world. Hold on to that thought. We're going to get into some more trouble with our good friend Gene Greisman right after these messages. President Lincoln.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.